Okay, welcome back to the Deep Dive. You sent us a really interesting document, this blog post, looking at something called Agent Force AI.
Yeah, and specifically its potential impact on Australian businesses, particularly those already using Salesforce.
Right, and it really hits on a problem you hear a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. Businesses spend, you know, a lot on these big CRM systems like Salesforce. They're gathering just tons of data.
Mountains of it.
Exactly. But their teams still feel, well, kind of swamped. They're basically drowning in all this information, but struggling to actually use it, to turn it into action.
Yeah, the picture this blog post paints is one of teams just bogged down, wrestling with manual stuff, feeling like they're missing chances hidden right there in their own system.
All that locked away potential.
Mm-hmm. The article even quotes reps spending something like 60% of their day just on admin. Heavy lifting.
60%.
Yeah.
That's staggering. I mean, when you think their main job is selling or helping customers?
Absolutely. So look, our mission today is to unpack this. What actually is Agent Force AI? Why does this blog post frame it as such a, you know, a massive leap forward?
Yeah.
Not just another add-on.
Right.
And crucially, what does it specifically mean for you listening in if you're running or part of an Australian business that depends on Salesforce?
Yeah, the analysis we read really suggests this isn't just like a small tweak. It's pitched as a way to fundamentally change how you get value out of the Salesforce investment you've already made.
Okay, so let's dig into that core problem first. You mentioned the data overload, the manual tasks.
Yeah.
What other pain points does the blog post really highlight that Agent Force AI is meant to fix?
Well, beyond just the sheer amount of data, there's the whole issue of fragmented workflows. You know, information scattered all over, processes aren't connected properly.
Leading to missed leads,
yeah.
Slow follow-ups.
Exactly. And that's 60% admin time. It's not just busy work. It's time that could be spent building relationships, closing deals. The blog really emphasizes that teams are burning hours every week just on data entry, updating records, hunting for info.
All things that pull them away from actually talking to customers.
Precisely. Tasks that take them away from those high-value interactions.
Okay, so if that's the problem,
hmm.
Space drowning in data, losing time to admin, missing opportunities, how does Agent Force AI actually step in? What is it? Fundamentally.
So it's described less as just an automation tool and more as an intelligent layer built right into Salesforce itself.
An intelligent layer.
Yeah. And it's designed to go beyond just, you know, following simple rules. It's supposed to actually understand the context of your business, specifically within your Salesforce setup.
Okay. An intelligent layer that understands context. Give me an example. Like, how does that actually work day to day?
Well, think of it like amplifying your sales reps or your service team. Instead of just automating repetitive clicks, which some tools do, it's designed to handle a big chunk of that administrative burden we mentioned.
That 60% chunk.
Well, the aim is to take on a lot of that 60% non-selling time. Yeah. So they can focus more on the actual customer engagement part. Maybe get that closer to, say, 80% engagement time.
Okay. That sounds good, obviously. But lots of tools claim to boost productivity.
Mm.
What makes Agent Force AI different? According to this blog post.
Yeah.
They point to a couple of key things.
Yeah, they do. But what really seems to stand out is its native integration.
Native.
Meaning it's built within the Salesforce ecosystem itself. It's not a separate thing bolted on. So it inherently understands your specific data setup, your custom fields, your unique sales processes, your workflows.
Ah, okay. Without needing complex kind of third-party connectors that might not speak the same language.
Exactly. And the practical benefit of being that deeply integrated.
Faster results.
Yeah.
Less hassle integrating.
Potentially, yes.
Yes.
Significantly faster value. The blog highlights that because it's native, you could deploy this kind of smart automation much quicker than the typical, you know, 6 to 12 months you often hear about for integrating complex external systems.
Right. That's a huge deal for businesses wanting to see a return sooner rather than later.
Right.
Okay. What was the other key differentiator they mentioned?
Real-time intelligence. This is a big one.
Okay.
So many traditional systems give you insights, but it's often looking backwards, telling you what already happened. Agent Force AI, based on this analysis anyway, is designed to analyze interactions as they're actually occurring.
Right now.
Yeah, and provide immediate contextual suggestions. They give a great example, actually. Say a prospect hits your pricing page for the third time in an hour.
Okay.
The system doesn't just log that activity for a report later. It could, potentially, instantly ping the right sales rep and pop up relevant talking points, maybe about pricing options, or next steps right then and there, in that moment.
Wow. Okay. That is a shift. It's like having a super smart assistant kind of whispering in your ear, suggesting the next best move.
Sort of, yeah.
Okay, let's pivot to the impact then. The blog post really zeroes in on specific benefits that early adopters, especially here in Australia, are apparently seeing. What are some of those, like, real-world outcomes?
Well, they mentioned businesses in places like Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane reporting some pretty compelling results. One key thing is speeding up that whole lead-to-close cycle by using the AI to automatically identify and prioritize the prospects showing the highest intent. It essentially cuts through the noise and shows reps exactly where to focus their energy for the quickest wins.
So instead of just working down a list, it's guiding them to the hottest leads first. Makes sense.
Precisely. And linking back to the admin stuff, by actually removing those repetitive tasks, it's genuinely freeing up quite a bit of time.
How much time are we talking?
The estimates mentioned are around 15 to 20 hours per week per rep.
15 to 20 hours.
Yeah.
That's almost like giving them back a part-time assistant's worth of time just for selling.
Exactly. Time for actual selling and customer interaction. Plus, another benefit mentioned is real-time coaching.
Coaching during a call.
Yeah, like popping up relevant info, maybe product details, or even suggesting ways to handle objections while the rep is on a live call or in a chat.
Okay.
And the article stresses that in what it calls Australia's tight markets, these kinds of efficiency boosts aren't just, you know, nice extras. They translate directly into hitting revenue targets and getting a real competitive edge.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Freeing up time, providing smart support right in the moment that lets teams be way more effective.
Uh-huh.
Now, the blog post also spends a fair bit of time talking about consulting partners. If the AI is so smart, why the need for consultants? Why isn't it just plug and play?
Well, this brings up a really critical point about implementing any kind of complex tech, especially AI, right? Mm-hmm. The analysis argues pretty strongly that just having the features doesn't automatically get you the results. It's how they're strategically implemented and adopted within the business that actually matters.
So it's not just about installing the software package. It's about actually changing how the business uses it day to day.
Exactly that. The value proposition they talk about is combining the platform's power with expert guidance on things like change management, tweaking your specific business processes to really leverage the AI, and crucially, making sure the tech is set up correctly for your specific goals.
Right.
Technology adoption often fails, the article suggests, when it's just treated like an IT project. It needs careful integration into workflows, thinking about the data the AI learns from, ongoing tuning. Consultants bring that strategic know-how.
So the strategy, the implementation, that's what actually unlocks the ROI, not just the tech itself.
That's the argument, yeah. The AI models supposedly get better over time, but that improvement, that compounding effect, it only really happens if they're trained on the right data, focused on the right business objectives, and smoothly integrated into how the team actually works.
Okay, that's clear.
Yeah.
And to make the difference even sharper, the blog post uses a pretty neat analogy comparing traditional Salesforce workflows with Agentforce AI.
The autopilot metaphor. It's good. They basically say traditional CRM is like driving a car with a manual transmission. You're skilled, you're in control, but you're constantly shifting gears, managing speed, steering based on what you see right now or maybe what just happened.
Okay, you're reacting.
Mostly reacting, yeah. Huh. Agentforce AI, they say, is like upgrading to a car with advanced autopilot, like a Tesla or something similar. It's not just reacting. It's trying to anticipate. It's processing loads of information at once and making suggestions or even taking actions based on the predicted road ahead.
That visual definitely helps clarify the difference. Let's maybe touch on some of the specific comparisons they laid out. I think it was in a table.
Yeah, they did. It was quite effective.
What were some of the key ones?
Okay, so for sales velocity. They contrast the typical manual pipeline management, where reps drag deals along, with automated opportunity scoring and routing powered by the AI's predictions.
Got it. What else?
Rep effort. That's the shift from the potential 60% admin burden down towards maybe just 20%. So flipping the balance heavily towards actual selling time.
Huge difference.
Then AI nudges. Instead of just basic calendar reminders you set yourself, it's about context-aware, proactive, next best action suggestions popping up exactly when they're most relevant.
More proactive help.
Right. And forecasting accuracy. Moving away from relying mainly on past trends and manual updates towards predictive forecasting that actually pulls in real-time signals and assesses deal risk dynamically.
Smarter forecasting.
Supposedly, yeah. And lastly, customer insights. Shifting from static reports you pull, you know, after the month ends, to dynamic real-time intelligence that's driven by actual customer behavior and engagement as it happens.
Seeing those side by side really highlights that it's about enabling a pretty fundamentally different way of operating, isn't it?
It seems so.
The blog post also threw in some actual Australian success stories. Who were they?
Yeah, they profiled three quite different examples. Mm-hmm. First was CommBank, specifically their business banking arm. They apparently saw their relationship managers close 35% more business loans within about 6 months.
How? What was the AI doing?
It was proactively identifying potential expansion opportunities within their existing customer base, finding those upsell or cross-sell moments.
Interesting. Who else?
Woolworths Group. They used it for supplier relationship management, leveraging AI to predict potential delivery problems based on things like weather forecasts, transport data, historical performance of that supplier, letting them get ahead of issues.
Wow. Predicting supply chain issues. That's powerful. And the third?
Telstra Business. They deployed it for their enterprise customer success teams, and they found they could identify accounts that were at risk of churning a full 90 days before renewal time.
90 days? How?
By analyzing signals like, you know, the volume of support tickets, product usage patterns, overall engagement levels, putting those pieces together to flag risk much earlier.
Those are really strong examples. Boosting sales, managing supply chains, preventing churn shows the potential across pretty different business areas.
Yeah.
Okay, finally then, the article gives some pointers on figuring out if Agentforce AI is actually a good fit for your business. What criteria does it suggest?
It basically points to two main scenarios where it argues this becomes, quote, practically essential.
Okay, what are they?
First, if you're already on Salesforce, you've made that big investment, but you feel like you're drowning in data, or your team is spending way too much time on data entry instead of customer interaction, you feel you're not getting the full value.
Right, the problems we started with.
Exactly. And second, if your business is scaling up fast and you need to make sure efficiency doesn't fall off a cliff as you grow, you need that high level of sales effectiveness consistently across everyone from your top performers to the newest hires.
So basically, if you feel like your powerful CRM isn't quite living up to its intelligent potential, or if growth is really straining your manual processes, the blog says this is something you really ought to look into.
That pretty much captures the core message, yeah.
Okay, so to kind of wrap up this deep dive, the analysis we've been discussing makes a pretty compelling case. Agentforce AI isn't just presented as another feature bolted onto Salesforce. It's framed as a more fundamental shift.
Yeah, a shift towards intelligent business operations, operations that can proactively guide what people do next.
It's really about moving beyond just having lots of data to actually being driven by intelligence, acting on it in real time.
That seems to be the goal.
And the future, according to this article at least, belongs to the organizations that can really nail that transition, moving from just reacting to genuinely anticipating.
Mm-hmm.
The blog post ends with quite a sharp point for you, the listener, to consider, something to maybe mull over.
Yeah, it puts the question pretty directly. The real question isn't if AI will transform business, but whether your specific organization will be one leading that transformation or one left scrambling to catch up later.
Something definitely worth thinking about in your own context.